AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Environmentalists are celebrating. People like Jack Girard of the American Petroleum Institute say they are going to fight President Obama's decision to kill the Keystone XL oil pipeline project.
An assault on American workers. It's politics at its worst.
The AP's Mark Smith reports President Obama has decided the pipeline is not in America's national interest.
A State Department review finds the pipeline would not slash gas prices or be a jobs windfall. But the president says building it would rob America of its leadership role in fighting climate change. Yet announcing the decision, he said Keystone's been oversold by both sides.
This pipeline would neither be a silver bullet for the economy, as was promised by some, nor the express lane to climate disaster proclaimed by others.
Still, Obama noted he'll be in Paris soon to close a global climate deal, which he's long seen as key to his environmental legacy. Mark Smith at the White House.
The closing bell just sounded on Wall Street. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow up 47 points. Earlier, the Labor Department said job growth returned to higher levels last month. 271,000 jobs were added. John Silva is chief economist at Wells Fargo.
I think this is a strong job number, particularly the gain in wages, and I think it's going to solidify the case for the Fed to raise the federal funds rate in December.
For the fourth time, the Supreme Court is going to review President Obama's health care law. This involves the arrangement that spares faith-based hospitals, colleges, and charities from paying for contraceptives for women covered under their health plans. Russia is suspending all its passenger flights to and from Egypt, even as Moscow continues to resist suggestions a bomb may have brought down a Russian plane in the Sinai Peninsula. A police officer in central Kentucky died today, 2 days after he was ambushed and shot in the head while searching an apartment building for a robbery suspect. This is AP Radio News. It is not even Thanksgiving, and the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center in New York has arrived.
It's sure not beginning to feel a lot like Christmas here in New York with temperatures in the 70s, but they're still getting ready for it with this 10-ton, 78-foot Norway spruce, which came from the front lawn of Albert Asendorf's home. He admits, ironically, he was looking for a way to get rid of it.
It's taking up most of the front yard. The sun wasn't coming in on the house anymore. And we were going to knock it down ourselves at first last year, but then I said,
So he sent in a picture to Rockefeller Center. The Christmas tree lighting is December 2nd. Julie Walker, New York.
Some very popular video games may be coming to a bigger screen. Activision Blizzard says it plans to make movies and TV shows from games like Call of Duty and Skylanders. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.